First, I neglected to mention, Linda brought to my attention that the Balitosis on Ayin Tes Omud Beis, actually, according to the Yerushalmi, just in terms of the relationship between the Shammai Rabbi Akiva, popped in a little while ago, but just, another Mar Makom. The Yerushalmi, as we know, has a very keen, antenna, when it comes to, connecting other machloksim, especially Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Akiva, with the last mission and the last sugya, our first topic, the issue of grounds of divorce. So that Yerushalmi, I think we didn't mention it earlier. We mentioned the one about Nida and so on. Of course, the other stuff with Beis Shammai, but Tosis on Ayin Tesum Adais, do you have it there? On the Mishnah, basically, Get Yashan. So, Beis Shammai Amar Potra on the Mishnah Beget, Beis Hillel Osrin, right? Koshin is Yachid Ima, Ma'achar Shekosvala. Let's say you write a Get, and then you have a Yichud, after the Get. So, can you use that Get? That's called Get Yashan. The question is, can you use that get or not? So the Gemara has b'maikam iflagi beis shamay sabri lo amrin gzeira shem yomru gita kodem libna, and beis hillel hamri gzeira shem yomru gita kodem libna. Okay, then the Gemara says it, but the evidence, everything is good. Fine. So the Balitosis, you have it there, you did,
yeah?
Make reference to the Yerushalmi on, there's another Mishnah, and that's on Pei Aleph, Omen Aleph, that's also machlokas beis shamay beis hillel. Now, as he gets divorced, and then after the divorce, now, the first Mishnah is, he writes the get, or he commands the writing of the get, but he hasn't delivered the get, right? And then he's misyached, and so he delays and so on. The question is, can do that? Here the question is, he got divorced, right? But then there's a yichud that takes place, or a maisabiyah, depending on the 2 days in the Gemara. Lona ima b'pundiki. So Beis Shammai Amar Inu Tzrichei Menu Get Sheni, but there's no chashash that there was actually a kiddushei bia. Beis Hillel Amar Inu Tzrichei Menu Get Sheni. Right, and then the Gemara discusses whether or not ra'u shenivala or it was a yichud, case. That's the Gemara on Pei Aleph on Beis. Yeah, go ahead. See how you did. Yeah, so Tosas here quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is really on the second Mishnah, by the way. On the Lana Ima Bepundiki Mishnah. Yeah, but Tosis quotes it on the first Mishnah. Go ahead. Meaning, if you hold like Beis Shammai, so the chashash that somehow there would be a renewal of their bond, after the gerushin, doesn't seem to make so much sense because the grounds of divorce themselves were very acute, I'll say, right? What Tosis isn't saying, but which is actually more accurate, is actually the Yerushalmi is on the second Mishnah. But the Yerushalmi does connect these things. I would just say, so that's also just, you should be aware. What's interesting is, again, the Yerushalmi's view of Beis Shammai, is very targeted, right? Now, as we discussed when we did this, all the different possible ways to get out of the big Yerushalmi question about Matsu Grushaso, and what we were trying to explain was maybe it's not B'diabed like the Rajma, maybe Dovah Shebe Erba has a wider meaning, maybe it's only Neitzav Tova, maybe it's only B'ziba Grishon, maybe it's only Bal Korcha De'isha, not B'daita. So, five different things. That can be like the big Mishnah Melech's discussion, but we filled it in much more. Be'erusin or B'nesuin, a distinction, right? All those different chilukim. If you believe any of that, then the question from Asa Grishaso is really not, difficult. By the same token, the connection, that's what I'm adding now, this connection to, Get Yashan, Ayin Tesamid Beis, and the connection to Lana Ima Bapundiki, Pei Aleph Omid Aleph, is not so, compelling. Okay? But the Yerushalmi seems to really hold that Beis Shammai, unlike the Tshuvas HaRajba, the Rajba, the Knesset HaGdola, the Marajdam, the Rashbash, for the Rambam or the Rajba for, Beis Shammai, that like these are very targeted. Okay, so anyway, I wanted to thank you for bringing that. We should really have that on our list. Okay, so we were in the middle of finishing up with a couple of things. Just a quick point that something that Eitan asked me afterward, just to clarify. We went through the discussion of the Rif in Yevamos, right, and the Balamor's take on the Rif and his own view, the Ravid's take on the Rif, and his own suggestion, and then the Ramban. What I was trying to explain with the Ramban is that the Ramban takes a very integrative approach. The way that the Ramban defends the Rif with conviction is he assumes that whatever the Balamor said and whatever the Ravid said is all true. And that's just, part of the Rif. And that, again, this formulation of, when it comes to Zman, what you have is a Maisa Pinkas, as opposed to a Maisa Shtar, which is, I think, a very, sophisticated, very nuanced, Lamdisha explanation of the Ramban, of the Rif. He's basically saying the Rif, holds in Dasam Schayev. The Rif says you need something to be, Ra'ui, Linasira, right? That's the Balamor point, the Ravid point. But the reason for all that is because of this magnificent, Reb Chaim-esque, structure of the Shtar. Ramban himself quotes Reb Chaim. No, he doesn't. But only implicitly. And he says, so if you have an element in the, Edus Shev Shtar, which just doesn't register because, that's not Roy, Limasira Labaldabar, so then obviously, I'm adding now, it isn't included in the Dasam Iskayev either, and that part of it is just, Mipik Sava. So what I was just trying to explain was that the Ramban, was very influenced by the Bali Tosis here, and just remember that, I mentioned the other day also, that in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he's critical of the Rambam, and then he wants to explain what a Shtar is, he himself, when he has to choose the difference between Mipik Sabam and Shtar, says what? Asim Asayim. He says that there's a Shtar is something which was created by the Baldabar. Anybody have the line? Just we read it when we read it. In Shoresh Beis. One second. I have it here. Faster. If I have it. It's on the board. Oh, it's on the board already. Okay, great. So he just says, about Kasima said, you became Kinim Khalifin. Hold it up. Okay, 1 second. Oh, here it is. That's it. So again, his hagdara of a shtar is kishabal davar kosmo, which is essentially like the Balamor without the emphasis on the ksav yado, and it's a total negation. It's not as some way of establishing Eitz B'Ksav. So Eitan just asked me the other day, how do we know that the Ravid, doesn't hold this way as well? Maybe the idea of the Ravid, that you need Roy Lemesir or Lebaldabar, is because I was suggesting that's a din in Tfisas Bal Ashtar, in part of the Hagdara of Ashtar. So I don't know for sure that the Raibid doesn't require Dasa Mitzchayev, and that the Raibid doesn't buy into, you know, everything that the Ramban is writing. We certainly know that the Raibid didn't read the Rif that way, and we can also understand why. Again, the emphasis of the Rif on Kvisha Sa'edus remains difficult even for the Ramban, because the point isn't so much... Meaning, the Ramban will say what the Rif means by Kvisha Sa'edus is that, you know, it's not Roy L'Mesira L'Baldabar, because, you know, therefore it's only Roy Leos Biadae, and once it's Roy Leos Biadae, then the fact that he could be... But it's really is, the truth is what the... I should add that the Mesivas makes this Ha'ara too, that the Ramban's reading of the Raibid kind of has to de-emphasize, you know, that particular line. So the Raibid certainly didn't read the Rif, either did the Baal Amor read the Rif the way the Ramban did, and that's not... I'm not, you know, I think that's a Dabur Pasha. But whether or not the Raivid, you know, his emphasis on Tfisas Bala Shtar accentuates that part of it as the Ikar Din Shtar. I mean, a Shtar is something that's Roy L'Mesira L'Baldabar, as opposed to, let's say, Dasa Mischaya. Or maybe he requires Dasa Mischaya also as a prerequisite, but that's kind of not the main event. Or maybe he doesn't even require that at all. For him, you know, the definition of shtar, just like for some, the definition of shtar is like, you know, tikune shtar, you know. And maybe that's, you know, for the Raibid, it's, you know, it's davar haroi l'mesira l'bal davar. It's all about, you know, tefisas bal shtar. So I can't take a shvua d'oraisa about it. What I am saying is that it's what the Ramban says, you know, you have to have a certain level of conviction, you know, to impute all of this to the Rif, despite his language, you know, and the Ikar Chasam and Asay for Abed. Again, I'm not. That's not a criticism. That's an important, you know, statement, you know, which I've made many, many times. Meaning, the more, you know, people rely on their instincts and their conviction, you know, if the more likely, I'm talking about great people, the more likely they just are so, find it so compelling that they, you know, don't need extra evidence, or they can't believe, you know, that this isn't kind of universally accepted. And I think that's what's going on in the Ramban here. So the imputing of this to the Rif is significant. But in the end of the day, when you put together the Ramban and this transitive law, saying the Baal Amor is the Rif, the Raibid is the Rif, you know, and the Baal Etosis, you know, is the Rif. That's basically what he's saying. You know, we understand, even if we're not convinced about the Rif part, you know, it's a perspective. Whereas the Raivid, it's very, very possible that, you know, he does or would agree, but there's no evidence in what he says, not simply that he's skeptical about the Rif, but even the way that he, you know, just formulates, and I think it's really important what he says, that being, you know, Roy L'Nasir L'Bal Ashtar is a Din and Shtar, but there's no evidence that he holds, you know, the rest of it either to have that same weight or even to have it, you know, at all. So I just wanted to mention that part of it. Now, Agav, the Ramban's perspective, sorry.
But was Rabbi Svar from the other share about the Raivid, Raivid L'Mesira being that you need to have Tfisas Baal Hashtar, yeah. Is that implying that he is holding by Dasa Mischayev and Rav Chaya?
I don't know whether it's the Dasa Mischayev is central, and it's central. I mean, the way I think Ramban and the others work is that, you know, the Dasa Mischayev is like a critical component. That's where the blank check part comes in. The blank check is to, you know, the Baal Davar, you know, who's going to end up, you know, holding the brandishing this, you know, this shtar and interpreting it. And I'm just not sure, you know, whether it doesn't mean that the Raibid doesn't require Dasa Mischayev, but he may feel that that's like a small point. And the bigger idea is that shtar is just, you know, Tzitzis Bala shtar. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not sure in the Raivid, but there's no evidence, you know, that he holds the whole thing, you know, in the same way. So I should also mention this, the Rif, the other interpretations of the Rif, quickly, and I think you did, Jim, you know, ask me if I was going to speak about it, and I originally gave it, and I certainly wanted to mention it. A lot of other people took a stab at the Rif. It's, you know, very, it's a fascinating shita. Right, this idea of, you know, the Edim, Tachas Yad Edim, the, you know, there could be Kvishas Edus, which is the emphasis. So I don't want to go into so much detail, but I did want to speak just for a couple of minutes about the Masivas. Which one is that? Sif Katan? Is it Yud Aleph? So I mentioned the other Nesivas, where he talks about the Shach, and suggests that, you know, Eda Machsum al Ashtar, the Chasima part is only Drabanan, and that even every regular Shtar, you know, the real Shas HaGadah Seidus is in the presence of Beis Din. What is his view on the Rith? So, basically, like, did you saw it or not?
Yeah.
This is the one you'd test. I'm sorry, not you'd
test. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch, just to be clear, Sam, you saw it? You got a chance to see it? Benny? No? Okay, so very quickly, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Mem Vav, Sif Lamed He, seems to suggest that Im Yotze Mitachas Yat, here, right? Chasam v'shtar ad shlo nasa chasno, v'nasa chasno. Right, he married into the family. That can happen, right? And he was chosem on a shtar before he was a member of the family, and then he became a member of the family, right? Eino yochal lahoyd al ksav yado. He can't vera. That's on me. This is the second parak of kiddushin of ksuvas topic. You know, the relationship between edus al ksav yado and edus on the mice. So I see he cannot weigh in on ksav yado at this point because he's a family and he's a karo. Aval acherin be'idim shemakirim chasimaso. But if the verification of his signature comes from without, right, afilo lo ra'uad shenasu chasno, even if, you know, if their knowledge of his chasima was only when he was a family member, it doesn't make a difference. Right, and so if the other edim are mekayim, the chasima of the present chasan, who at one point wasn't the chasan, right? Then the din is what? That according to this view in the Shulchan Aruch, that the chasima, that the edus in the shtar will be effective, even though right now b'shas hamad b'din, b'shas bezdin, he is a kara. Okay. Then Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh misha omer d'hainu dafka kishashtar biotze mitachas yad acher." That's if the shtar already is in the hands of. Actually, he says acher. It's not in the hands of the edim, right? It was not in the hands of the edim, right? Already, you know, before he became a karo. That's when he was a rachok, he was already outside the control of the edim themselves. Avlim yotze mitachas yad edim lo. But if it's still beyond edim, and when he signed, he wasn't, you know, he was a would be, you know, he was a potential, and then he became a family member, right? Then since at the time of Tachas Yado, before it was handed over, or it left, you know, that domain, then there would be a psul of Karo. That's a second daya in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's of course very tamua. What happened to the din of Reish Lakish? Ein masum l'shar nasa k'mishan akra edusan the bezdin. So the Shach has a siyesh omrim as well. Now going into that, so the Nesivas here in Siv Katan Yud Tes says a makara dvarim. Novi meharif, that this is the rif. And where does he get that from? Actually, the Beis Yosef, Halatar, you know, on the tour, you know, says, but according to the rif, you know, if he became a family member, you know, before it was Yotze Mitachas, you know, Yado, or Yadei Ha'edim, then this would be a psul, and then he codified it as a Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef himself says that this is, the pshat and the riff. So presumably, it sounds like anyway that, you know, that the Beis Yosef basically bought in to the Ravid's reading of the riff, but instead of therefore rejecting it, that's what it sounds like. You know, he says, "Oh, that's what the riff holds." Meaning the Ravid says for the Rif, that the, you know, Ikar, that the critical moment is the Zman, you know, of either Mesiras Hashtar, Liyad, Abaldavar, again, that's, I think, not so clear, or at least Yitzias Hadavar Miyad Ha'edim. And again, that's the objection that that the Ravid, you know, has, you know, that, like, how could that be? Then we'd have many, you know, shtaros, which would be psulim, in answer to Yonatan's question the other day. It's a hayitachein kind of thing. Like, it's not, can't be. Can't be, and we would have heard of it, right? So actually, but pashtos, what the Beis Yosef is saying is, you know, in Achanami, it is. It's of the hayitachein, he's saying, ken, hayitachein. But, okay. So the Nesivus isn't so happy with that, so he quotes this. Bizen nitzmach adin shekasav ha-Beis Yosef kan. Amnam hadvarim tmuim me'od. Why is it tmuim? He says, in the Girsali we have it's Haramba, but it should be Haramban, obviously, because the Rambam doesn't make any sense. The Haramban it should write. You know, that easily gets mixed up. Haramban, v'haravid, v'haran, tamo v'divrei arif halazu. Right, they said, lo yitachein. So, the Beis Yosef's gonna, you know, jump on the, you know, on this bandwagon? Can't be. Moreover, the Sivas is troubled, you know, that the discussion of the of the Ravid, at least, is shachach. Now, what happens if the guy forgot the testimony, you know, from the from the time that he was chosein till the time that it was yotze mitachas yad? But the Beis Yosef case isn't about shikcha; it's about psul korba, right? So anyway, that's also just an interesting ha'ara, and it goes back to, you know, something that we were discussing back when we were talking about, you know, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you're Sholeach Igeris LeBezdin, right, if that's not a shtar, but that's considered Eidus Beksav, you know, what, you know, are the consequences with respect to Shikcha, Psul Korva, you know, Psul Rasha, and, you know, Mace, you know, and whether or not you might be mechalik between them, because the truth is, a shikcha, you can always say, like, oh, that's like his frozen, you know, memory. You know, when it comes to something like memory, you could say, you know, we froze that. That it's him. It's the gabra him. It's the gabra him right now, but it's him with his old memory. You know, you can't say it's him, you know, before he became, you know, the son-in-law, right? There's no such thing. You know, he's always been the son-in-law once he came. Once he's the son-in-law, right? It's like when you name your children, you know. So there's so much, you know, pikpuk and whatever, you know, and then you name them a name that you name them, and then like 2 weeks later or anything, of course that's their name, you know. You can't go back. Anyway, so, yeah. So the point is that when it comes to memory, so I'm just making the ha'ara here also, that just like we found that, you know, some of the acronym we're suggesting, right? It's like Goldie.
That's exactly what we had in mind.
What?
That's exactly the name we had in mind.
I know. I mean, I didn't know, but I knew. You know, yeah. So, the you know, so that's a discussion that we already, you know, noted in terms of, you know, the Xos and the Besivas, you know, whether you could be... Of course, it makes sense to say, you know, that Shikha, you know, Kurva, you know, Rishus, you know, Misa, you know, that all of them are the same. You know, the common denominator is simply, you know, what's the critical moment of the Haggadah Seidus. But, as I said, in theory, at least, you could say that there's a difference. You know, and the extremes, of course, is Misa. You know, so if somebody's no longer alive, then, you know, obviously, you know, you're not, you know, channeling, you know, the not alive person, you know, through his chasim asa'edim. Now that's, of course, one extreme. That's where it's obvious. And the other extreme, I say, is about shikha, because, you know, memory, you could say, you know, it's the same person, you know, and he has the same status, you know, we froze his memory, you know. That's conceivable, right? When it comes to Psule Kurva and Psule Rasha, that's more tricky. As I said a little bit, you have this discussion in some of the Rishonim and Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf Ches, you know, when they talk about like Tchilasa and so forth, Bekashras, right? Who ate Oro Yada. So the Gemara says that there's a din of Tchilasa and so forth, Bekashras. You know, from the time of the Re'iyah to the time of the Haggadah, you have to be Tchilasa and so forth, Bekashras. So the Ramban there in Bava Basra has like a little bit of interesting discussion, or implies at least, is that only, you know, an issue in Kurva, you know, what about, you know, Russia? Like, you know, people can have like maybe a past, you know, the old me, the new me, you know, how much of a Rubicon, you know, are changes in family, you know, as opposed to changes in Kashrus Agavra, right? Anyways, it's not something to think about anyway, but it's interesting that this troubled the Nesivas, you know, if the Ravid Udi Imei are talking about Shikha, you know, so, and the Rif, how come the Shulchan Aruch is quoting, you know, the issue of Korva? He also has another interesting, like a linguistic question, just, you know, Odei Shalidaktik Meshachasav Arif, right, Iboi Kavshe Lishtare, Hayalol Memer, Iboi Kalse Lishtare, Kimo, you know, the Amar Gabi Shalish and Suga in Gittin Samach Dalet, actually is interesting. Like, why this phrase? Anyways, the upshot of it is that the Nesivas wants to say a pshat in the Rif. Question is, how different is it? But and A, how different is it? And B, you know, how much it stands up, you know, within the Nesivas' own worldview. But again, he's saying it for the Rif. He's not necessarily saying it for everybody else. What's the idea that he wants to say, did you?
He makes a chalak between Shtar Hakna and Shtar Shtaros.
In that Agav, he makes that chalak between Shtar Hakna. What is Shtar Hakna? The same thing I talked about it with, you know, when we talk about it in the Mechamos, right, my response to Shai the other day. Namely, Shtar Hakna is something which doesn't require Mesira. And it's, you know, the kinyan is chal mishas chasima, you know, even if there is no mesira or if there's a later mesira, right? So that's one situation that's called shtar yakna, as opposed to a regular shtar, which always only begins, which depends on and begins only mishas mesira. So basically, the Nesivas half Lishitaso, two-thirds Lishitaso, says what for the Rif?
That for Shar Shtaros, only once it's Moser, that's when it's considered Nechbeis is based in.
Why? Not because the Mesira per se is Tchilas Hagadas Eidos, you know, like the Ravid was reading in the Rif.
But because other people can now see this.
Ah, it depends on the perception of other people, and that's why I say it's two-thirds, you know, of the previous... What was the previous Asivas? Previous Asivas was to suggest that what? That really, Eidos Bishtar is about Tzivui Abal and Dasam Eschai. Right? Ashvuye Shtar. So that's what he says here, too. He says, listen, if there's no... what does it mean if we were talking about a case where there's no... He's saying a little bit the opposite of what I was saying a minute ago. But we're talking about two different things. I was talking about being, you know, distinguishing between, you know, a memory problem, you know, and a kurva or a rishus or a misa problem. And I was saying it with tovat, you know, the shikha, because maybe that you could say, oh, you know, he's him, and we, you know, and we have him with his old memories. It's not kind of like a philosophical question, you know, too. Like, is a person defined by his memories, right? Eva, you agree? Okay, a lot of, you know, potential here for good things. Just like the distinction between, you know, Russia and Karov and whatever is an important distinction in that respect. Okay, so, but that's what the Nesivas is saying is as follows. It says, if we were talking about Shikha, then there would be nothing to talk about. Why? Because what does the Eidos, this part is Lashitaso, what is the Eidos of a Shtar of Eide Chasima really all about? Dasa Neschaiva the Tzibui Abal. Right? So, is he able to testify about, you know, the Dasa Neschaiva and the, you know, in the Tzibui Abal? Yeah, but not if he doesn't remember. Right, he sees that he has a shtar, he's chasum. He doesn't know whether or not he was just, you know, practicing his safra skills or fantasizing, you know, about being an aide in this, you know, amazing, you know, the get of the century, the kedushin of the century, the real estate deal of the century. Right, so he's like, you know, he wrote himself up a shtar and he doesn't remember, is that what happened or did I really hear from the Baal? You know, or maybe he read one of those, you know, newer articles. You know, people can't know anything. You know, you can never trust your memory. Whatever it is, he's all discombobulated. He doesn't really remember whether he heard a Tzibui Abal and he witnessed the Das and the Schayim or not. So is he... This is the Nesivis arguing. So, you know, what is he an aid on? Right? So that would certainly not be working at all. He has to be convinced, you know, that, you know, at least, in other words, let me take a step back. His shikha has nothing to do with the Maisa Kedushin, or the Milva, right, or the Mecher, because he doesn't know anything about that anyway. Because Kosvin Shtar, right, le, you know, Lova, Afapisha Emalva, Emo, the Chule. So his only, this is the Nesivas Lashitasa, right? His real direct testimony is only on what? Tzibui Abal Dasa Mischayev. So he has to remember that. That's the Nesivas' argument. Okay? On the other hand, you know, now the question is, let's say he was a Karov at that time, or something like that. So what's the Rif really saying? The Rif is saying, remember that the other part of the Nesivas' idea is that once the upfront Ashvuya Ishtara is there, you know, but that doesn't help you at all on the Maisa, so where's the Aedus on the Maisa? So again, in the previous piece and what he really thinks, you know, we're not when he's trying to defend the Rif, it's Anan Saadi. Right? All the heavy lifting in terms of the Aedus on the transaction is based on Umdana. So what he's saying is, I'll show you what the wrinkle is here in a second. What he's saying is, oh, if he doesn't remember Dasa Mischayev, then it's worthless. Right? If he remembers the Dasa Mischayev, but he doesn't know anything about the Kiddushin, let's say, like in the case of the Rif, right? Basically, we don't really care. Except for one thing, and that is, if the shtar is in the hands of the isha, meaning of the bala shtar, you know, so then by virtue of the fact that it's beyond bala shtar, we have edus on the maisa. But anytime you have a shtar whose presence in a rishus, right, does not reflect that a maisa took place, right, then you basically have nothing. You have no Eidus B'shtar. All you have is Eidus on the Dasa Mischayev. He says, that's a pshat in the Rif. The pshat in the Rif is that if the Eidim are holding on to the, never get to the Baal HaShtar, right, then even if they remember, you know, at this point it's not going to help you. And even in the case of the Gemara in Yavamos, which as we know is a tricky case because it was delivered to the Isha, Bikidushin, but we're saying that now it has to be given back, has to be held, to be a Raya, it needs to be held Biad Ha'edim. So he says, oh, but if it's held Biad Ha'edim, then anybody objectively who looks at it doesn't see in it Eidus that there was a Kiddushin. If there's no Eidus that there was a Kiddushin, there's no Eidus on the Kiddushin's Zman. Right, that is his understanding of Eidus B'shtar, two-thirds L'shitasa. Meaning, I'll explain why whether the other third is in just a second, Meaning, for him, the Hagdara of Shtar is not like, you know, it overlaps a little bit, but it's not the Ravid's idea. Kol Davar She'eino Roi L'Nesira Lo Shmo Shtar. And it's not the Pashtus of the Rif, which is, you know, Kol Zman She'eiduso Eina Minuteket, you know, Min Ha Gavra Edim, you know, Ein Ze'eidus. That's a simple pshat of the Rif. Okay, whether that means that it's Shas Mesira, it starts, or more likely, no, it's just an ikuv. It's got to get away from the Gavra Edim to be independent. That's Pasha. And it's not the Ramban, you know, this is a Maisa Pinkas, not a Maisa Shtar. For him, the idea is Kozman, that it's Tachas Yad Ha'edim, even second go-round, even after it was given to the Isha. But it's not Yadua necessarily. It might be in this particular case, but it's not objectively Noda or Yadua, right, that that's the case. We can think that that the Edom, you know, made it up because they have some fantasy about, you know, being Edom in the royal wedding, you know, or that they found it in the street, you know, and they're holding it. If it's not objectively discernible that this reflects a Maisa Kiddushin, then that's not Edus Shebishtar. Okay, that's the line in the... Anybody have that? Or so that has nothing to do with Shikha. It only has to do with kashrus, it's not a shtar yet. Here. Uzen Nir, the Eshkilik bein shtar hakna, this is what did you mean? What about a shtar hakna? Why is that different? Because a shtar hakna doesn't require mesira. So if you see a shtar hakna in somebody's home, right, even before he delivers it, even if he never gives it, right, the chasima in the shtar hakna is already evidence objectively, of what?
The Maisa took place.
Of the Kinyan, that the Maisa took place. So in the case of a Shtar Akna, he said, the Rif would never say what he says in a Shtar Akna. That would always, even Takas Yado Edim, even Mitchila, like it was never given, that would always be fine. But if it's a Shtar that's not a Hak, that depends on the Sira, and there's no evidence based on where it is presently that there was a Mesira, right? Then that's not a shtar, because the way that shtar works, it's always, you know, the implication that there was a Maisa. So that's, let me read that line just for a minute. It has to be discernible objectively from where the shtar is that the maisa took place. Right? Because the all you know is that there was dasa mischayv and tzivu yashtar. Lezenir, the eschilik bein shtar hakna, the shtar, the bishtar hakna, the adinu dafilu nimsa b'shut yachsa lebaylov, imken afilu ashtar tachas yada edema v'kenechru yudusim abest. The shtar magid lekomi sharoa betocho shaploni chiev leploni mana, afshu biyada edim adayin. The bishtar hakna lebeina matali yade. Vafilim roin osa munach ba'ashpa yicholim lehoid shazen iskayev. Leploni mana, rak lefamim yesh kashash piron, kishuachar zmana piron. Get to that. Avol mikol makom yicholim lahoy chazen ischayv leploni mana. Like if the taina was that it was paid off, that would be a different story. Benafkamina beidusan lekama dvarim, kagon kishatoyin halove lo lavisi. I mean, if it doesn't prove that lo nifra, which it doesn't, so what good is it? The guy has called lo lavisi, so it's called lo lavisi kila lo baraiti. But not because of the Ravid's, you know, the way I'm understanding, or the Ramban, but because of the Mesivas L'Shitaso, that without the Mesira, in a typical shtar, there's no eidos, but the eidos isn't the gabra eid. This is where it gets a little tricky. It's actually the nansadi. That this is where the wrinkle comes in. Mishimachi kol zman shuadayin biyada eidim lahava sadusa klal. It's not the absence of a shtar. It's the absence of eidos, which is actually what the Rif says. Although I don't... Afilim ha'edim ra'u halva. Let's say they actually saw the halva. Right? Of course that doesn't matter. Because it's objectively how discernible the ma'isa halva was. Not whether l'ma'isa these edim saw it. The kol mi sh'ra'a b'shtar eni yachal ha'ed mitocho sh'zeh lava mizeh. I mean, the raya shabishtar doesn't prove it. The kol zman shelo nimtzer li alamal v'lo havishtar. The emar kosov litem v'lo nasan. The shafar kosov raft will have a sadusa klal ad akar shenimtzer li alamal v'de oz chashuv ha'agad. I'm skipping. V'chem bishtar kiddushin, demari bishtar shemakadish osa, v'shtar kazeh nichta b'lashon habal v'lo b'lashon ha'edim. V'lo kosov barak lashon ona ploni ben ploni mekadish osach. Right, Kamosha Kosa began. Right? Because on Shalo Nimsar Biyada Aina Mikudeshas. Gamke Lohava Hagada Sedus, calls Manchu Biyada Edim. Let's say it goes back to the Edim. Do Afilo Akarshan is Kacha Bishtarze, Kfar, Afilo Misha Roa, Starza Biyado Edim, any Yachal Lahagid Shiniskacha. The Emerlo Nimsar Liyada Dayim. Hod Amr Bishasa Tam, Mishumit Pik Savam, Vlo Amr Stam Dilo. Dikiri, mimela in kanedus klal, right? The bezeh in chashash klal, the vadai layavo lahayid, etc. Okay, good. So this is his pshat in the riff. The problem is he's also trying to explain that this would determine, right, the zman legabe edus psul. So here's where the one third is different. That's where I don't really answer. Let me say two things. First of all, if you hold like Reb Chaim in Shtaros, I don't think what he says about Shtar HaKno would be true. Right, that would still be Eidus Piksav. Meaning without the Tfisas Bala Shtar to read into the Shtar, right, there, a Shtar, I believe, I don't think there's objective evidence for what he says about Shtar HaKno. It's a nafkamina, but I think for Reb Chaim, Shtar HaKno would matter not. Because the whole idea is that the Das Mitzchayim is a blank check. It needs to get to the person who reads the narrative into it. And that's the Bala Shtar. The other problem is as follows. If you take the previous Nesivas, what he says for the Rambam, what he says for Balei Tosis, etc., there's still a problem in that the Eidos and what makes it a shtar doesn't come from the kashrus of the Eidim, the Shas Mesira. Right? It comes from the Anansad. So you really shouldn't care whether or not the Gabra Eidim, right, whose Eidos really finishes at the point of Tzivya Baal, and, you know, and Dasa Mischayev, you shouldn't really care whether or not they're Nasa, you know, Chasano, you know, the Shas Mesira. Because at that point, it's true that until that point, there's no Shtar, because there's no discernible evidence that there was a Maisa. But the discernible evidence that there was a Maisa, according to his understanding of the Rambam and so on, isn't from the Gavra Eidim. That's his whole point. They can be made mipiksavam without being in Bezdin, because that's Tchilas Adavar. As far as the Gemara Adavar is concerned, that's not them anymore. They're just the background for the Anansadi. If they're the background for the Anansadi, then their personal status at the moment of the Mesira, even though that makes the Shtar, but it doesn't make the Eidim. Right? But here... You know, for the Rif, he has to explain, or for this Shulchan Aruch explanation, he has to explain that really, it's not really for the Rif, it's really for his understanding of the Rif being the basis for the Beis Yosef's Psak. Ulezeh lo ha'yochal ha'mechaber lahatik divrei ha'rif le'el gabi z'chiras dvarim Delo nafka mina ledina the bishtar hakna afarif moda. We bishtar delava kna badekashen zokrim. Right, and siva lamasro. Right, have a kamatsa venyodeh matibo. The Reb Chaim would agree with that either. Right? Because, again, for Reb Chaim, the upfront Hagadah Seidus isn't about Dasa Mitzchayim either. The whole, you know, Kishanim Sadabar Biad Topes Ashtar, that's when it all comes together. So I think Reb Chaim would disagree, I can't be sure, both about Shtar Hakna, right, and about this other Ha'ara. But I think that the Nesivus himself normally would disagree too about the Psul, because it's not the Anan Sadi. That's why he feels it necessary to quote, in one more second. So again, for Reb Chaim, if Enam Zokrim, B'Shas Mesira, that wouldn't be a problem at all. And Shtar Hakno wouldn't be a help, so it would be a Kula and a Chumra. But then he says, because the time he's handing it over, he's already possible. But if you say it's the Anan Sadi, then who cares? So he has to add for the riff, that's what I meant about the two-thirds, he has to add for the riff that it's not Anan Sadi, but there are actually two aspects of the Eidus itself. One is that they're Eidim on the Dasam Eschayiv and the Sibu Yabal, and that's their Chasima. And number two is that somehow, with the Mesira, which through the Anan Sadi generates the Eidus, Al Pidin, they're considered to be the official Eidim, you know, at that point. It's not just the Anan Sadi, and they're the Hechatimtsi. Maybe that's what he always thought. And for that, just one more second, he wants to bring a raya from the language of the Ran in Amagarish, which we're going to start speaking about, and which, again, we know is prominent in his previous presentation as well. But what's the language of the Ran? Efshe dekula amamodim baha, vod nira deha haran, the parakam agarish, kasav, right, that even if you hold edim mesira karsi, the edim chasima can serve as edim mesira, because they're edim on the mesira. Vim ken kishu karo b'shas mesira, v'kamosh enkan edim mesira, klal b'shas mesira. Right? So basically, he's interpreting that when the Ran, you know, says that the Eidei Chasima are Eidei Mesira, that he means it. Not that, you know, given the fact that there are Eidei Chasima, there's an Anan Sadi, we are the Eidim, but the Eidei Chasima Al Pidin also are Eidim, and therefore maybe they have to be Ksherim. Again, this is only according to the Rif, but you can only say that. I'm just trying to point out the weak one. Then he has two other discussions about the Tumim and the Xos. I'll leave that. Also suggestions for the Rif, etc. Okay, there's a question. Yeah.
I was going to mention Ran, but you mentioned the Xos.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The reason why Reb Chaim is, it ends up differently than the Tzivos is because his categories are different, no?
Yeah.
Like his what he calls Hakna and Kinyan aren't really, the Shtar Hakna of the Tzivos isn't aligned with the Shtar Kinyan of Reb Chaim.
No. It's, well, the Shtar Hakna of this piece is not in line with the Shtar Kinyan of the Nesivos either, right, in Simen Chavkas. Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Hakna mean different things. I didn't mean that's why he disagrees. I mean he disagrees because for the Nesivos, everything is about, you know, what impact do the initial Eidei Chasima have? And what he's saying is typically, they're just Koveya Ashvuyei Shtar. Or Dasa Mitzchayim. And the heavy lifting is either the Anan Sadi or the maybe Al Pidin that's connected to the role of the Eidim at the Shasa Mesira. Let's say that's his reading of the Rebbe. Whereas in Shtare Hakna, since it doesn't need a Mesira, and it's not Mechusar Mesira, and anybody who looks at it would give it back, you know, etc. You know. So, but for Reb Chaim, I'm just saying, the whole idea of Dasa Mesira, it's not that they're Eidim on this and then there's an Anan Sadi, or even they're attached as Anan Sadi. That's not the idea. The idea is that Meirosh, the Balashtar, is able to read, you know, these Umdanas as Eidus, in the name of the Chetzah Shel Edus Reb Shtar, not the Gabra Edim. So this idea that there'd be a psul, you know, Bishas Mesira, that would matter. Or that if you didn't need Mesira, somehow this would work, I think is not just not true. Because they still need the Baal HaShtar to read in the story. So I think both the Kula and the Chumra, Reb Chaim would disagree, especially with this added wrinkle. I think Yosefus himself in the Rambam might disagree, you know, and that's a different scene than Elisabeth. Yeah.
I'm not totally understanding if the Nesira thinks that the Al-Bidin, the Eidei Chatimah are really also the Eidei Nesira, why is it important that it be objectively discernible based off of the position of the Shtar, that it was Nimsar? Don't we have the Eidei Chatimah?
Because again, they aren't really. I mean, you can't ignore the Anan Sadi part of it. I mean, the whole Ran is a kind of a fiction. We'll discuss it more when we get to it. And I do think that there are, like, you know, a few different ways to explain the Ran. But, I mean, I would, my, you know, preference, I mean, we'll get it when we get to it, but just if you want to ready for it very quickly, my preference in the Ran is say kind of Reb Chaim's idea. And that's what he means. Not that the Edom are, like, what I call the pop-out theory, like, you know, they're the Eidei Chatimah, it's like they're there. He means, no, they're Mitzura, meaning Al-Pidin, the, you know, the setup of Das and Mishayiv in the hands of the Baal HaShtar means that the Eidei, you know, Mesira are made, not just about the result, but they're made about the Maisa. You have to assume that that's also good enough for Eidei Kiyum, which we'll discuss. He's saying more than that. Now, that's one way to look at it. That's, I think, the most ambitious Shtaros way to say it. And I'm pretty sure that's how Reb Chaim would have understood the Ran. I don't have any direct evidence, but it makes sense to me. The other extreme is to say that what the Ran is really saying is Anan Sadi. And when he says that the Edim HaChasumim, but if there are Edim HaChasumim, then there's always an Anan Sadi at the moment of the Mesira. And you have to assume that's enough for Eidei Kiyum. And then kind of the middle view is what he's saying here for the Rif, which is they are Eidei Mesira because they're Chasumim, but only because, and this is your question, only because of the Umdana, you know, how did the Isha, how did the Malva, you know, how did the Lokeach, you know, coincidentally ended up with the Shtar? I mean, it fell out of somebody's pocket, and you know, you're not supposed to give it to them if you find a Pashukas Itra lay because of the Nefila. He happened to be the one who was, you know, like he was stalking this guy, or Ashgachadik, that he, you know, he happened to be the guy to pick up the, you know what I'm saying? The odds are very remote. So there's no Umdana for that. So the idea is, the Umdana is what's making us, you know, perceive these Eidei Chatimah, you know, as if they're almost like, you know, like they're hovering, you know, like you can see their outline, you know, in the, you know, whatever. They could see their silhouette, you know. They're like haunting the. I guess it's not haunting; it's good. But they're like, you know, you. They're like, whatever. So, yeah, that's the idea. But your question's correct. But I think that's what you have to say. I think it's bedochak, but it's.
Wait, is it just like you're formally attributing it to them more or less?
I mean, it's what?
It's just being formally attributed to them more or less. I mean, even though
it's formally being attributed to them, but in such a way that their kashrus would matter.
Right.
Because remember, but let's also understand. That's why, you know, I said what I said. I think the Nesivus piece here, it's a long piece, difficult piece, has very interesting ha'aros. I think that it is consistent in the bigger way, you know, with his approach, you know, to the more mainstream views, you know, as he develops in the Siman Chav Ches and keeps repeating it, etc. You know, except that he's, you know, trying to explain, you know, a very serious, challenging difficulty. Namely, given all of that, why would we care about the kashrus or paslus of the Eidei Chatimah b'shas Mesira, given everything that he's developed previously? That's what he thinks the Rif says. Now again, just to be totally fair, the Rif never said any of it. I mean, the Rif never ever said that if you're a puzzle, right, if you're a chassan or whatever, you know, b'shas, a mesira, you know, that you are, that you know, that the shtar is pasul. The Ravid said, oh, according to the Rif, you know, the till the shas masira, you know, there's no shame shtar. So that would mean if shakach, and then the Nesivos is throwing out the shakach. He's pointing out that in the Shulchan Aruch they don't have shakach, but they do have karuv. So he's saying, oh, it sounds like a view of the Rif, you know. But to be fair, the Rif, in my opinion, the Rif doesn't hold that at all. Either he thinks, you know, igloi lamafreya, once you get it out of there, then it's igloi lamafreya mishas chasima. You know, it's just about, you know, as long as it's there and it's nitan lekvisha, you know, then it's not separate from the gavra edim and it's not a shtar yet. Once it is, then lamafreya. But he's trying to explain this day on the Shulchan Aruch, which is very mechudash, clearly, and he's trying to explain it within his own worldview, which is understandable because he believes in it, right? And there are some benefits to his worldview in this also. But then he's going to run up against one hard, cold, you know, difficulty. This way I see it. And that is, so, you know, if we're talking about Anan Sadi, you know, why do we care about the status? We should only care about the status of the Edom when they're actually giving real Edus, not when their background, you know, makes for Anansadi Edus. So that's where he's coming up and saying, yeah, they are the fictional or the formal fictional Edom. You know, he's trying to explain a very difficult sheet of Shulchan Aruch. It's very valiant. Okay, good? Yeah, yeah. Say it again? Oh, so that's a great point. So I keep, you know, bringing up this question, and that is there a difference, you know, between being biyad hashlish, you know, and being biyad ha'edim? Between being biyad bala shtar, meaning a shalish, or edim. Yeah. So again, I think it depends on these various ideas. Like, if you think that the idea in the Rif is kol zman that it's tachas yad ha'edim, you know, we don't consider the edus independent of the edim, right? You know, then I would say once it's out of the hands of the edim, even if it's in the hands of not the baldavar. Again, if it's in the hands of the shlichei ha'edim, you know, like who's the shalish working for? That might be the same. Or not. But certainly if it's in the hands of the, you know, not the Baldavar yet, but somebody else, like a third party, a neutral party, you know, as long as it's minutak and from the Edom themselves, that's one thing. If the problem is, no, it's still not in the hands of the Balashtar, and that's what's Koveya, you know, then a third party probably isn't going to be good enough for you either. So I think that might be enough. In the Rif, it's not clear. The Rif contrasts, you know, kishu tachas yod edim, as opposed to, and even in some of the, you know, explanations, as opposed to kishu tachas yad balashtar. The idea of some, you know, middle is open to question. That depends on these issues. Okay, now, having said that, so just one more thing about the Rif and the, I'm sorry, thing. But the Ramban said to look at, I mean, the Rif made allusion to look at the Rif in Ksuvas. And then the Ramban says, Lashitaso, because he has this whole sweeping idea, right, that the Rif, you know, what the Rif thinks Ksuvas Chafam and Aleph is really what he thinks Silamos is. In one case, it's Ksav Zichrona Edim, right? And the other case it's a shtar that is only effective if it gets returned to the Edim, but it's not Ksav Zichron. Right? That's the Ramban's idea. No, the common denominator is it's a Maisa Pinkas Beyond. With respect to this man, which is what we're talking about, right? It's the equivalent of Ksav Zichron, you know, even though it was produced initially as a shtar. Okay, good. Anyways, so, you know, and the Rif also says, like, you know, as for Ksuvas, he doesn't say this is the same as Ksuvas. The Ramban interprets the line in the Rif that says, as for Ksuvas, look what I wrote. Right? Which could be interpreted in two ways. So whether Ramban read it was, in a very lumdish way, look what I wrote in Ksuvas, Hainu Hach. It's all the same. Right? And that's where it got the spice of Pinchas, terrific line, etc. That doesn't have to be the pshat in the riff, of course. The riff might have been saying, whatever I'm saying here about a shtar, and, you know, about the independence of the Eidus from the Eidim, and Iboy Kovshi, and that whole bit. Right? On the other hand, you know, as for Ksuvas, which doesn't work that way, Ksuvas is not a shtar anyway. It's a Zikron Dvarim B'Alma. Right? Okay. So, right. So if you look at the riff, you know, he does think that Ksuvas is Zikron Dvarim B'Alma. But there's a hara to be made before that, and that is if you look at the riff in Ksuvas, Baruch, you can't help but, you know, be, you know, but encounter, you know, the pre-riff. What's that? What's that? Rav Haigon.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, we just have to say something about Rav Haigon. What is Rav Haigon? Rav Haigon has a different take of the whole sugya of Kosev Adam Eduso Bishtar in Ksuvas. What is Rav Haigon's take? Ah. So what is that? That's something, a yawner, a something exciting.
Pretty radical.
Okay, so what is it exactly? How would you like succinctly, like crystallize, formulate it? Let's say, what is that? What do you think? What is that? Why is it radical? Does everybody agree with it?
Certainly not.
So some, if you look at the Ran, for example, the Ran says, oh, I think that's, you know, totally not the pshat in the Gemara. Okay. That part is fine. But then he goes on to say, and the Ramban thinks it's absolutely wrong. Right? And then he says, however, the Rajba thinks this could be correct. Ah. So it's a legally controversial issue. What is that issue? What would you call it? What does Rav Haigon call it? Two words. Yeah, that's the con. It's Eidus Bekinyan. What is Eidus Bekinyan? What is that? Zach, what's Eidus Bekinyan that he's talking about? What he's talking about? You have to read it a few times. And like, you know, what? What is that exactly? Yisrael, what's Eidus Bekinyan that he's talking about? But it's really right up our alley. Gabe? Eidus Bekinyan? Binny? David?
Watching the mice opinion.
What?
Watching the mice opinion.
What kind of mice opinion?
That was dark.
The question is, can he produce a star? What is this? You're close. But Gavi? Jonathan?
Zechira of the Halva.
What?
Zechira with the case of the Halva.
What do you mean Zechira? What's Zechira?
The question is, how well can he aid remember the
transaction? No. What is this?
Is it
Sudar? It's a Kenyan Sudar. Right? It's like, what is it?
It's Kenyan Sudar?
It was a Kenyan Sudar. Right? The din is Stam Kenyan the Ksiva Omeid. Correct? But he didn't write it at the time. Right? And now it's possible that, you know, maybe a Piron took place. So Alachar Kamashonim or whatever, Lachar Zman, isn't that correct? And Yitzhak, read it again, the line.
Perish of Haigon, Kigon, Sheyesh Biado, Eidus Bekinyan.
What is Eidus Bekinyan? It's like, what is that? Eidus Bekinyan. I mean, that there were There were Edim who saw a Kinyan Sudar, which means that they have the right to produce a Shtar. Go ahead, keep going. What?
That saw it happen.
Edom who saw the Kinyan Sudar.
Testimony. What,
say again?
It sounds like he's physically holding testimony in his hand.
No. Go ahead. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to read it a couple times. Go ahead.
Right, so if a person has Edos of a Kinyan...
Right. No, you're right. It does sound that way, but you'll see in a moment. It's not. Yeah, go ahead. Or maybe he wrote it himself. It doesn't make a difference, though, but whatever. I mean, he... Yeah, go ahead. The Malva said, oh, I heard you, I remember you were there at the time of the Kinyan Sudar. I remember you, or whatever. Yeah. I would love for you to write up the Shtar now. Thank you so much.
So lift of low, also he does Pishtar.
Now again, it's a Kinyan, so he doesn't need separate Sibui, right? Because that's the din of Stam Kinyan Liksiba Omeg. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. The Ein Tzor Klomar Ksovu. Right, so if the other guy wants the shtar, now again, if the other one's guy says no way, that's the debate in the Rishonim, right? Can he stop him or not? Right, most Rishonim say he can stop him. The one day in Tosfos in a few places, and the Ramban is more sympathetic in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Zayin, and in Baba Basra, right? But you know, he can't even stop him. Yeah, go ahead. But so now the other guy wants, but the problem is. Let's say it's, you know, Lachar Shloshim Yom or something like that. Go ahead. Keep going.
It's so
wow. So again, it's a totally different topic. Not completely. Right? Right? It's not he has a diary... You know, and we want to know whether the diary jogs his memory. You know, is that good enough for him to rely on an Edus Alpeh? Right? He was an aide. He witnessed. They were aidin. They witnessed a Kinyan Sudar. They could have produced a shtar at the time, but they didn't. And now, much later on, when there's more of a possibility that there was a Piron, right? Can they still or not? Should they or not? And what's the answer? Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So, wait a second. What happens to Shtarka Biyadi, my boy?
Well, there is no Shtar.
What?
There is no Shtar.
There's no Shtar. So where's the So there's no Shtarka Biyadi, my boy. I should have said the other way, correct. I mean, what happened to Kofra Kol, Nema Nomer Paraiti? I mean, what happened here? Reuven had a transaction with Shimon. Reuven now claims that he doesn't, you know, owe... Reuven owed money to Shimon for whatever reason, some transaction. Reuven now says, I'm potter. He's called for my call, right? Shimon says, what are you talking about? You owe me. Correct? So if there were a shtar in advance, when all this was going on, you know, at the original transaction or close to it, you'd say, shtar could be out of my boy. But there never was a shtar. There was only the potential to create a shtar. The potential to create a shtar is a stand-in for shtar chabiyadi, my boy. Right?
Is there a din of like tzarech lepar of Aden? Meaning
it's kind of like a din of tzarech lepar. That's what we're wondering.
Well, meaning lepar, this was a lova b'fneidim because there were Aden there.
Right, but normally there's no din of malva b'fneidim tzarech lepar. Malva b'fneidim tzarech lepar b'Aden is a sugya in Shavuos. And we paskin ain't tzarech lepar of Aden. Right, unless the guy said al tifreini Elabed. And that's a sugya in the sixth parak, the end of the sixth parak of Shavuos. Right? Ah, but it's interesting that you put it that way. I'm guessing because you have a good memory.
I appreciate that.
What?
I appreciate that.
Anytime. I think it's dessert. What do I mean by that? But you have a good memory. Kiva?
The Rambam we discussed last year with the
Grizzman Inter. Correct. See, you also have good. Right, the Rambam, when he presents the din of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, in one of the places, in the Grach Halashas, he notes this, right? Mufarshim note it. He kind of presents it backwards. Typically, what we think of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, and I planted a seed then. I said, oh, maybe next year when we get there. We'll talk about Rav Haigon. And the Ravid has a discussion about this in the a really interesting discussion in the Tmim Dei also. This Rav Haigon, and then this appears, I believe it also appears in Bekel Memkar. Rav Haigon Sefer Bekel Memkar. But the Ravid has some tshuvas about this in Tmim Dei. And the Ramban doesn't like it at all, we'll see in a minute. And the Ran the Rajba rather defends it. But what's going on? The Rambam has this formulation, if you can get it over, what is it, Perek? Yudalev? What?
Is it
Yudalev? Maybe it is. I thought it was Yudalev, but maybe it's Yudalev. No. Where he talks about Shachar Yonah Neboi. The Rambam seems to present it, that's what Reb Chaim points out, instead of saying it the normal way, which is, why are you, why are you not Neman to say Paraiti? Because you have the guy as a star. Right? So the Rambam seems to present it the opposite way. Like, you have it? Yeah, it sounds like it. Where is it? Which halakha?
That's
Olive. It's Olive. It is Olive. Okay, good. Yeah.
Ooh.
So the Rambam says Amalva be'edim tzarech lefaro be'edim, and therefore if he says Shtarach b'yani my boy, it's no good. That's not what he should have said. He should have said the opposite. He should have said if you're malva b'shtar, he says Amalva b'shtar, since the guy should say Shtarach b'yani my boy, therefore tzarech lefaro be'edim. He makes it seem like the requirement of Tzarech Lefaro Be'edim causes Shtarcha B'yadi my boy, where the real obvious, Svara, is that Shtarcha B'yadi my boy causes the result. If you want to save some money, then Tzarech Lefaro Be'edim. Otherwise, you're dependent on him. Correct? It's a strange drama. Last year, I'm not going to do it again, but I tried to. I initially presented that Rambam and the Rambam of Shtar Beit Echad, seem to be contradictory, and then I worked to try to explain how I think that they're really two sides of the same coin. Okay, but so in a way, when Yitzchak said a second ago, it's almost like Tzarech Lefaro Be'edim, right? But here there's no Shtar. Here there's what? Kinyan. There's the potential for a star. Right? And according to Rav Haigon, even if there was no star, right? He's not going to be Neman Lomar Parait. So what is it? The answer is the Kinyan Sudar, and which in turn has the potential to turn into a star. Why? Because of the Das and the Schayev, right? So according to Rav Haigon, that doesn't just end up like energizing Eva Shabashtar to speak about things that they never saw in the hands of the blank check, in the hands of the Tofes Ashtar, etc. Right? Even the Dasam Ischayev directly gives you an edge. When you do a Kinyan, the Dasam Ischayev, right? Then the burden of proof shifts to the other party. Just for me, one more second. And what does the Ran quote the Ramban as disagreeing? He says, and they bring a raya from Nafal, right? Whether you return it or not. You have that? It's not? Oh. Everybody have it open? Oh, okay. Before we do it, Jonathan,
You say that the Ravagohan thinks that the reason why you should.
Because there was a Kinyan Sudar which produces the potential. All he says actually, factually, what he says, because there's a Kinyan Sudar which could be converted into a Shtar,
even in a, if there was a shtar, then you'd say shtar chabyadi, my boy, right? So even though there is no shtar, and therefore there's no shtar chabyadi, my boy, technically, something about the ability, right, the potential to produce the shtar is really what's koveya. So it's almost like you're saying, hamalva, you know, bifne edim, typically ain't tzarach the far of edim, but if it's a malva bifne edim bekinyan sudar, or a mechir or whatever it is, then tzarach the far of edim.
There is a sentence like
amalechav amalechav obedim tzarach the far of edim. Okay. So there is such a thing. Anachal poskim kach. The sugya b'sof perek shishi, the masechet shavuot. Anachal poskim gam demilva al peh. You have the Rambam again, first line, Yud Aleph Aleph. So much of Poseka Rambam Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Barur Basugya Shama. Vizeb Lefiaman the Amar Malva Bifne Edim Tsar Kvar Edim. The Gambli Kinyan Sudar. Go ahead, you have the line again? Perik Yud Aleph
Halacha.
Yeah. Go ahead. You have it? I'm sorry, yeah. That's halacha base.
That's
halacha. I'm saying, where I'm even in Milval Pad, just wanted to
know. Atemeidai?
Ein tzarech l'far obeid. Shemata?
Yeah.
So that's the psak of a kulam modim. Yesh machloket begmara, but nachlo poskim the barur. You know, kulam maskimim. So the question is, you know, so shtar is an exception, but usually we say shtar is an exception because shtar kabyari my boys zem de nemur lamolo karat ashtar, right? Or lekabela shovar lefachot, right? But so what you see from here, again, it shows it's not the umbina, right? Somehow, so the chiddush of the Rav Haigon is going much further, though. And by the way, the influence of Rav Haigon and the Rambam is known. Rav Haigon, Rabbi Chananel, you know, the Rif, the Rambam. But the Rambam is super atzmai also, but he comes from that world. So the idea that somehow, you know, Shtarchu B'yari, my boy, isn't the cause, but shtar chibyari, my boy, is kind of the effect, which is what the Rambam is saying in Perek Aleph, right? Kiva, what you're reading? So, but still, it's still a case where there's an actual shtar, not a case where you have the potential to write a shtar, right? But remember, the Rambam also is the one who said, shakinyan, either kishtar or bishtar, so that the basic idea of, oh, kinyan sudar could produce a shtar, therefore it has the standards of a shtar, is something we know from the Rambam Perikov test, Hilchos Mechira Halacha test too, when you put it all together, right? Okay, anyways, the Ramban, who has the Ran open?
Binyamin put it up.
What's that?
Binyamin
put it up. So go ahead.
It's okay. I'm really Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy.
What's that?
Meaning, like, technically...
No, not meaning Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy is no longer Shtarcha B'yadi,
my boy.
What? No, meaning, right, meaning... The burden, if you are going to enter a transaction with a Kinyan Sudar, right, then part of, then implicit, this is, goes beyond Reb Chaim, it goes beyond everything. That's not, the Rambam doesn't hold this way. He doesn't hold like this Reb Haigon. I'm just saying, I wouldn't say it's a skip, jump and a hop, you know, to get to Reb Haigon. What I'm saying is, what Rambam may have gotten from Reb Haigon, right, is the idea that Eino nema mama paraiti is not because of the umdana alone of shtar chibyari my boy, right? And that, you know, even in a case, number one, and number two, you know, even when there's no shtar, the potential to write a shtar is a shiur in dine kinyan suda. Okay, first one is from Perikid Aleph, halacha Aleph, or whatever, and the second one from Perikov Tess, halacha Tess, of Hilchos Mechira, where he parts company with him, and he says, okay, but what it really is the Eidos Shebishtar in the hands of the Baal Ashtar. Rav Haigon's not going there either. Right? Maybe that's why the Rift didn't you know, go for there. Rav Haigon's saying, no, whenever there's a potential to write a shtar, that tells you that the whole, that chayv lefroa bifnei edim, meaning that the burden of evidence, and part of the das and the chayiv is, you know, the trust that, you know, in these gray areas, you know, yadi al ha'elyona, right? Evanta? Yadi al ha'elyona? Okay. I'm going to speak to, you know, Yonatan in English, and I'm going to speak to Josh in Hebrew. Right? Yadi al ha'elyona, you know, in this transaction within reason. That's what Shtar Chav Yadi, my boy, is, apparently, for a haiku.
I understand, technically we may not even call it Shtar Chav. We still call it that.
When you say Shtar Chav Yadi by boy, we're saying like
concept,
meaning when there's not a Kenyan suitor, so let's say there's no Kenyan suitor. So then the writing of the Shtar is the Das and Skayed in the transaction.
Right.
So we're saying Shtar Chav Yadi my boy, meaning this was a Milva Bishtar. Right. I'm in the driver's seat. Like what about a Ksav Yad? Saviad is the opposite case. That's what we showed last year. The Balamor, they all say Balamor, Tosis, Balamor in the end of Babasra, Tosis in Ksuvis, you know, the Tosis, they all say Saviad is exactly the same as Shtar, because it's all just an Umdana. Meaning, of course you're not going to, you know, pay back and leave him with a smoking gun. Right? That's the right phrase, I think. Right? Because it's a disaster for you. It's so irresponsible. It's like throwing out your documentation, you know, before Gimel Shan. You know, so we don't believe you. So who had been Ksav Yad? Unless you think, oh, well, Ksav Yad, this is damaging. Okay, fine. That's the other part. But the way that some Rishonim understood it, what I wanted to show with the Rambam is, for the Rambam, you know, his view, the Rambam holds a Ksav Yad doesn't work. You know, maybe I'll just mention quickly. Sorry. Go ahead.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
This
is also Perakid. This is Halakha Gimel?
Everyone's
Halakha Gimel now? No, basically, I don't remember. Perakid Aleph Halakha. Yeah. Okay, so the Rambam, like the Rif, by the way, this is the Rif also. The Rif in Bava Basra seems to say that if there's a Ksav Yad, you don't say Shtar Chav Yad in my book. The Balamor says, what are you talking about? The same Svara. Tosis says it's the same Svara. Tosis Rid says it's the same Svara. Okay, good. Good. And this is the short part, because I don't want to, you know, it's important to know the city, because we're going to speak about Ksav Yad, so this will be part of an investment in that. It'll all come together. Okay, so the Ramban in Mochamos, in Bava Basra, this is the end, the very end, right? Says the Rif is right. But you know why the Rif is right? Why is the Rif right? Because the Umdana, I mean, he says like this, Balamor, Politosis, you guys are right that the reason that you're not Naaman is because of the Umdana. Okay? However, the Rif is right because the Umdana doesn't exist on the same level in a Ksav Yad as it does in a Shtar. Why not? Because if you're holding a Shtar, you're holding a real smoking gun. Right? Because, number one, like, why leave evidence? But number two, Shibudim. Right? But a Ksav Yad, that's a whole Mishnah. That Mishnah in Bava Basra says that there's no Gviyam in Chasim Mishabadim for a Ksav Yad. That's the Mishnah. What is it? Kuf Ayin A? Is that right? Stop. Kuf Ayin A on the base? Yeah. Okay. So it says the Ramban, since there's no Shibudim, therefore there's no Shtar Chav Yad. Like Balamor, one of his tainas is, Balamor says, listen, there's a Mishnah here about Ksav Yad. The Mishnah says there's no Shibudim. Why doesn't it also say that there's no Shtar Chav Yad in my boy? Right? So it must be that it's not true, that the only difference between Ksav Yad and Milva Bishtar is what? Shibudim, nothing else. Says the Ramban, this is a brilliant part of the Ramban. Ramban says, no, the reason that the Umdana doesn't apply of Shtar Chav Yad, my boy, right, is because since there are no Shibudim, he'll trust him a little bit. He's not going to lose out because of no shibudim. Why did the Mishnah repeat it? Didn't need to repeat. By telling you there's no shibudim, it implicitly says to you that what? That there's no shakar b'yadei ma'adim. Okay. But my diuk, I apologize when people ask you repeating it, but my diuk in the Rambam is as follows. Does the Rambam holds, that's the riff, Chachmei Sfarad. Is that how the Rambam holds? Like the Ramban's explanation? Yitzi? Arya? Anybody remember this? What?
He leaves the Shibudim part out of the Talmud.
He doesn't leave it out, but he says it afterwards.
Exactly.
Right. Meaning the Ramban says that the reason that there's no Shtarcha beyond my boy is because there's no Shibudim. But the Rambam writes it the opposite way. What does he say? You have it there again? He says, first he says, an exabiyad, he says it's like a novel pad, that's the reason. Which is the language of the Rif, by the way. He says, exabiyad, it's like novel pad. We need this anyway because we're going to talk about exabiyad. Is exabiyad more like a shtar or more like an alpad? Like Aedis alpad, right? So go ahead, you have a line? So what is he saying? He only brings in the Shibudim after saying this halacha. According to the Ramban, if the reason that there was no umdana was because of the Shibudim, then first he has to tell you there's no Shibudim, and then tell you there's no Shtar Kavyani, my boy. But he flips it, right? He says there's no Shtar Kavyani, my boy, and by the way, there's no Shibudim either. This is also going to be relevant for the Hashlama. We still have to finish up, but we're definitely starting, the other Shakam Tarya on Thursday. Okay, so basically, what's the idea of the Rambam? The idea is that a milva b'shtar and a milva apeh is not just about the piece of paper. It's certainly when it comes to shtar kibyoni my boy. It's about the category itself. Now, for the Rambam, it's still a din in shtaros, if you ask me. It's the edus, the edim shavishtar, and all that. And that's what you don't have in ksabyad. But for the Rav Haigon, it's the very transaction. A transaction that can turn into a shtar, convert into a shtar, is a different kind of transaction. And the Yadoa Eliona goes to the recipient of the Hiskaibos. So what is the Ramban? Who has the yeah? Go ahead. So the Ramban quotes. The Ramban says, "Oh, and he seems like he's right. He wants to be a Raya from Nafal." This is just an important point, just to finish with. You have it. He finds it in the street.
Right.
Right. You're not going there.
Right. Because we're always chashin on the piro.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Ramban says this is not true. What about the other Greek thing? He says no, because it's shiny, right? Does it say that? I mean, nafal shiny, but itrale. Yeah, but go ahead. So again, let me say it this way. So what's the point may be as follows. You need the tefi, according to the shtaros people, you need that the shtar be yotze mitachas yad bala shtar, otherwise there's no edush of the shtar. Right? So that's why, if nafal, that's what we mean by itrele shtar, and not just, I mean, some people say nafal, itrele shtar means, there's something going on here, like it's a negative, meaning, maybe it's not also, but meaning, something's afoot. Well, how did this shtar get fall out of somebody's pocket? Obviously, like either some kanunya going on here, or it's not a real shtar, right? But if you hold like this perspective in Shtaros, we're saying much more than that. What are we saying? You need the Tfisas Baal HaShtar for the Eidus of HaShtar to say anything. Correct? So if it's Nafal, are you going to give it to the guy? You can't give it to the guy. Then you're making him the Baal HaShtar. Some guy, a third party in the street, can't make him. That's what we mean. Itrel HaShtara, not just a, Yesh Dvarim Bego, there's some Chashash. Separate from that. So that's what the Ramban is saying. You don't have a star here at all. All you have is the Eidus Bekinya. What about the Rajba?
With this, that he was quoting the Rajba there. The Rajba is died to Fidas Hago.
Right. And then Rajba saying, "Oh, Nafal, that's different."
Right, there's
Itrel HaShtara. That's Itrel HaShtara. The Ramban will tell you, no, the Nafal Itrel HaShtara, that's what I'm trying to say. The Rajba saying, "No, Nafal Itrel HaShtara, that's a din b'fnei atzma." That's worse. But the Ramban is saying, no, the idea of Nafal Itrel HaShtara is the absence of Tfisas Baal HaShtar. There's no Tfisas Baal HaShtar here either at this point. Right? Because the Shtar didn't exist until now. Or the guy's coming Eidus Al Peh about a Kenyan suit. There's no Tfisas Baal HaShtar. There's no Reyesa. But if the idea of the Reyesa is the absence of Tfisas Baal HaShtar to be made, you don't have that either. Okay, we'll stop here. I still have to speak about, very quickly, the Sefer Hashlama. I want to speak about the Ritva for 1 minute, the Hashlama for about 4 minutes. And I think we have everything else. And then I want to talk about Rabbi Lazar of Meir. Starting Peibab, just the Mishnah, and then the Gemara Peibab and Beis. But especially from Beis to Dalet, just to go that...